Penguin Audio presents Deep Thoughts from a Hollywood Blonde by Jenny Garth with Emily Heckman. Read by Jenny Garth. To my three little birdies, I love watching you fly. Setting an example is not the main means of influencing others. It's the only means. Albert Einstein. Introduction. Being a blonde is both a blessing and a curse. There's an assumption that if you're blonde, you have no brains. And because you have no brains, you're the life of the party. And when you're the life of the party, everything is easy and your life is carefree and... Wait a minute. Really? Is that what the world thinks of us? My blondeness has long been one of my most identifying features, and at some point it became part of my identity. So when I thought about what I wanted to call my memoir, I knew I'd have to capture the truth behind being a blonde. And it came to me. Deep Thoughts from a Hollywood Blonde. I felt like this might be a good opportunity to debunk some myths about the fairest among us, and in my own personal case, demonstrate that some of the clichés about blondes are clichés precisely because they're so damn true. Surely I am the right person to write this book because I am the rarest of blondes, a natural one. Cliché number one, blondes are dumb. Of course, people say this so often that it must be true. And let's not forget its ugly stepsisters. Blondes are ditzy, naive, and have bad memories. In my case, the memory part is absolutely true. I happen to have the worst memory of any human being I've ever encountered. My memory is so bad that the people closest to me actually feel comfortable joking about it because they know I won't remember that they were just making fun of me. Recently, I even had a series of CAT scans done to my brain, and I was certain that these detailed photographs would finally reveal the giant gaping hole where my memory is supposed to be. Imagine my surprise and horror when the images revealed nothing more than a normal run-of-the-mill brain. There was no weird eraser-shaped growth in there, no evidence of shrinkage or damage. There was nothing to explain why I can't remember so many things, including what I had for dinner last night. You would think that having such a dim memory would make writing a memoir very, very difficult, but actually, once I got started, writing seemed to activate the dormant recollection part of my brain. And my life, as I had forgotten it, began to come back to me. The more I wrote, the more I remembered, and the more I remembered, the more I began to realize how good this process was for me. About halfway through, something even clicked, and I realized that by writing about my life, warts and all, I was really getting to know myself in a way that was at times humbling, at times horrifying, and definitely always eye-opening and entertaining. On top of that, I know that there is an E at the end of the word blonde, so clearly I'm no dummy. So myth one, debunked. Cliche number two. Blondes are bad drivers. In my case, totally false. One of the things I'm most proud of is the fact that I can parallel park a 40-foot RV on La Cienega Boulevard in one shot, at rush hour. I've done this while watching many a guy struggle to maneuver a Prius into a parking spot in a completely empty lot. I've also driven that very same RV across the country with four kids, two dogs, and a baby pig on board. Need I say more? Cliche number two, squashed. Cliche number three, blondes get more attention. True, but whether or not this kind of attention is welcome is another thing. I know every woman, regardless of hair color, has been on the receiving end of unwanted catcalls while she's minding her own business or lame come-ons when she's out with her friends. But for blondes, this kind of attention can be relentless. Let me tell you, it's a drag. And it doesn't help when you're a blonde who has been on several hit television shows and you are recognized wherever you go. There goes that blonde. On the other hand, when you're a blonde, people assume you're the life of the party, so you're never left out. The downside of this is that you can never be the wallflower, not even when you might want to be. Another blonde cliche. Blondes have more fun. This is a pretty complicated concept, believe it or not, because sometimes it's true, sometimes...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?